That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Abner is just entering.
Listen. Come in. Oh, come in here, Abner.
Watch for the day, the 7th of May.
How's that?
Nothing, honey. You said watch for the day, the 7th of May.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just heard them saying it on the radio. It's a secret or something. Hey, Lum, did you know what Forrest Owens got a new baby out of his place?
Yeah, he was in here a while ago. Where do you think I got this cigar?
Oh, I thought they had a collar rope on Forrest. Yeah, that little girl, Kathy Lee, the name her.
Oh, he told me all about her, bragging on her. I never heard nothing like it.
Oh.
That youngin's just half as smart as he says she is. She ought to be going to college next week.
Why, sure. According to him, she's talking, reading, everything else already.
Well, sit down, Adam, and let me read this to you. We're going into the radio business. We want to do it right.
Well, I want to go in the radio business, Lum, but I don't know why we got to sit around and read about it all the time.
Well, this is the articles of partnership.
Yeah, but, huh?
It's a paper I drawed up showing that we went into business.
Oh, you have to have a paper for that nowadays?
Yeah.
What won't they think of next?
Says here, the following is to certify that the undersigned has joined together in due form to incorporate themselves into a partnership for the purpose of conducting, operating, and running a radio broadcasting station to be known hereinafter and henceforward as the Voice of Pine Ridge. The aforesaid partners in the aforesaid partnership in the aforesaid paragraph are as follows to wit.
Help with that, Lum, because I'd like to.
1, Columbus Edwards. 2, Abner Peabody. The president of the aforementioned partnership corporation, incorporated.
Hey, now, just a minute. Oh, back up now. Are me and you both partners in this thing?
Why, naturally. Can't have a one-man partnership.
No. Oh, but, well, are we equal partners in it?
Why, sure. The president of the aforementioned...
Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on just a minute, Lum. I thought I was going to be the owner of this radio station.
The owner?
Why, sure. I'm the one that owns that shortwave machine, man.
Well, yeah, but that just comes under the head of equipment.
Ah.
That's all covered in this paper I've drawn up.
Oh.
Now, if you just keep quiet and let me read it.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Lum. I thought the shortwave machine was a radio station. That's the whole thing right there, ain't it?
Well, that just shows you right there how much you know about business.
It does, huh?
That's just one small part of it.
Oh. Well, it's a pretty important part of it, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. It's important, all right.
I would think so.
But you could have that machine sitting around here for 20 years and still not have a radio station. You've got to have somebody that knows how to put these things into operation.
Well,
you've got
yeah.
to have a man with business talents, a man with foresight, hindsight, sidesight. You've got to have a man with business experience, a man with brains.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right about that.
Of course I am.
Well, now, where are we going to get a man like that?
Where can we get a man like that?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done got one.
Ah.
You're looking at it.
You?
Naturally.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
It's all covered in this paper I've got up.
Well, now, that's another thing I want to know, too. Where was I when this paper was got up?
It's all legal. I've done it all according to law.
You did, huh?
Tells in here that for your half of the partnership, you're contributing 1 shortwave transmitting and receiving outfit, complete with generator. Gives you full credit for it.
It does, huh?
Yes.
Well, what are you contributing?
I figured you were going to ask that. And don't worry, it's all covered.
Good.
Now, is any other questions for you, Simon?
Yeah. What are you contributing?
Well, for one thing, my brain.
Oh, well, you can surely make a better contribution than that.
Well, now, wait a minute before you get sarcastic.
Looks like we're in the red before we get started, even.
All right, now, wait a minute, Marty. Besides my brains, I'm contributing my first month's salary as head announcer.
Head announcer.
Yeah, that's one of the jobs I hold in this new company.
Oh.
It's all covered in my papers.
Yeah, well, that's nice. No.
My salary is $50 a week.
Oh.
For 1 month, that'd be $200. But I ain't drawing a cent out of it.
Go up.
That all goes right direct into the company. There's $200 right there that I'm contributing. Can you match that?
Well, how about my salary as head generator? I'll put that in. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, but you own that machine. As long as you own that outfit, you'd just be paying money to yourself to operate it. That seems kind of silly, don't it?
Well, I reckon it does now she's brought it up that way.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
You can see right now that you're lucky you got me for this business manager of this company.
Business manager?
That's covered in the paper, too.
Well, now, just a minute.
Well,
now,
you can see for yourself what a good business manager I am. I've already saved you paying out a whole lot of money for a head generator.
Oh, but that's right, ain't it?
That's a pretty high-paying job, too.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, by the way, that's something else I'm contributing, is my salary as business manager of the station.
Oh. How much are you getting for that?
I cut myself down to $35 a week on that.
Well, can you work that cheap?
Well, I'm willing to do it in order to get our company started.
Oh.
Of course, I ain't taking none of it out in cash.
Good.
I'm putting a month of it into the business. There's another $140 right there.
Well, Rob, can you afford all this?
I'll scrape by somehow. To get something like this started, you've got to make sacrifices.
Well, sure, I know that. Oh, I just feel sort of like I ain't doing my part on this.
Oh, that's all right. Tut, tut, tut. You're putting in the machine. Don't forget that.
Well, yeah, but what's that? Just equipment, sort of. It says that right in the paper.
It's important, though, sort of.
Well, yeah.
Another thing I'm contributing is 3 weeks of my salary as program director.
Program director.
Yeah, if you're going to have a radio station, we got to have programs on it.
Yeah, I want them, yeah.
If we're going to have programs, we got to have somebody to direct them.
Yeah, that's right. Well, when are you going to find time to do all this, huh?
I'll work day and night. Ain't nothing I won't do to get this company started for you and me.
Well, I just hope you're getting a good salary for doing all that work.
Yeah, that's... job pays a little higher than that other.
It does, huh?
Yeah, 60 a week.
Good. Who that?
That's why I'm just putting in 3 weeks of that. There's another $180 right there.
$180? Long meal, huh? Maybe you ought to cut that down to just 2 weeks on that deal.
No. It's all covered in the paper. 3 weeks. I want us to have plenty of capital to work on.
Long, I just feel terrible about this, though. I ought to be contributing something else to the company besides just that machine. That don't seem right at all. I'll tell you, how about making me assistant announcer? Then I can throw in that salary.
There you go again. You own the machine, so no sense in you paying out money to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, blame it. Almost wish I didn't own that machine. Lord, you wouldn't want to buy that from me, would you?
No. Couldn't afford it right now. My money's all tied up in the company.
Yeah, right. I know. I'll give it to you.
Oh, no. That's your machine. I don't want to take it away from you.
Please, Lum.
I don't want to take advantage of you.
Well, that's awful salty of you. You wouldn't take half of it, would you?
No. I don't want to take nothing away from you.
As dog as I'll say one thing, I'm sure glad I ain't going in partnership with anybody else. They wouldn't treat me nice this way.
Well, I'm just thinking of the best interest of the company, that's all.
Yeah, but, Lom, I just don't like for you to have to carry me along. Special me dragging my feet this way.
It's all right, Abner. Now, don't worry about me.
I just can't help it, though. I just don't feel right about it, that's all. You're getting such a bad deal out of this.
I don't mind at all. Anything for the company.
Well, Lom, couldn't we change some of this around to where... you can make, at least a little something out of it.
No, can't change nothing now. It's all covered in this paper.
That's final, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Got to be signed just the way it is. Right here's where you put your name, right there.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't shove that pencil at me. I hate to do this to you.
It's all right, Edna. Don't think about me. Just think about the company.
Yeah, but, Mom, I just don't see how you're going to get along. Leastways, not for that first month.
I'll make out somehow.
I'll tell you, could I lend you some money?
No, Abner. I'll just tighten my belt another notch and go through.
How about taking $5 here, sir?
Well, that's thoughty of you, Abner. Good. I just couldn't accept it.
Take a dollar?
No.
Well, I just feel terrible. Just almost breaks my heart, Lum. You done all the work and contributing all your salary, and me sitting around here doing nothing and taking half the profit. I just can't stand it.
Well, now, pull yourself together.
It ain't fair.
Feller's got to expect these things when he's going into a new business.
Well, now, Lum, ain't there something I can do to help you?
No, Abner. All I want you to do is just sign this paper here.
Well, will that put all of this into effect?
Yeah, that'll do it. Right there is where you sign.
Yeah, give it here. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you tearing that up for?
Because I think too much of you, that's why.
Huh?
I'm going to take that short waving machine and start that radio business myself. And I'm going to hire you for $10 a week, too.
$10 a week?
Yes, sir. I'm going to see that you get something out of this, Lum. I ain't going to step by and see you get a raw deal like that. I'm your true friend.
Well, that's something Lum never covered in the papers.